L.A. is our house. Say it with your whole chest, speak it with your mouth. Five Ring Kings is what we're talking about. From Mars to the V-Rock, everybody shout. L.A., L.A., big city of dreams. But everything in L.A. ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled by those other guys in town, but we're down by law. We know our way around too much.
L.A. is our house. Welcome to this episode 325. I'm here with David and Lewis.
Woo!
What's up, everybody?
And we are back from a win, a late comeback. A lot of things to talk about. First game we've won in West KC since 2019. Jovalić, five goals, five games. And also the worst freaking game we've ever played in the first 60 minutes of all time in this first season.
Oh, my God, yes.
So, yeah, how you guys feeling?
Man, I feel alive. That's the best way I can describe it. Like that team makes sure
still
that
undefeated.
My heart
still
is beating.
Undefeated.
that team makes sure it's like, hey, check your pulse. Yep, okay, you're good.
I mean, honestly, the majority of the game, I was already like I was gonna get to this point, and I'm not that far away from it, but I was ready to be like Benny out. I was done. That first 60 minutes was Whoa. the most horrible performance.
Was Benny out at this point?
Yeah, for me, because to be honest, I think this team, my perception, and I can be wrong, of course. But my perception is that this team is good not because of Annie, because it's because of them, because of the players on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not because of play. It's not because of coaching. It's not because of the play set on the field of what he's bringing to whatever team we're going to be playing. It's not that. To me, it's just the quality on the field. It has nothing to do with Vanny to me. Yeah.
Do you give him Vanny any credit at all for the adjustments that get made in the second half?
Barely.
That lead to the turnaround.
Barely.
Okay.
You just throw in the pieces that you already know you're going to throw in. Hold on. You're going to throw in the pieces you know you're already going to throw in. It's not like anybody that's not a Galaxy fan doesn't know that we're going to put in Brugman, we're going to put and then have some kind of execution at some point. Even though when Brugman came in, he was a little cold, but he warmed up really quick. He warmed up really quick. But yeah.
Yeah, that shot. Whew, I think it's still climbing. I think the bravest thing he could have done, Greg Vanny, is not substituting Zavaleta, which he did full on should have.
Bro, Zavaleta had a good game.
He didn't. He had a horrible first half.
The whole team had a horrible first half. The whole team. You can't just throw him out.
Let's, yeah, yeah. So, I know.
I'm sorry. You just can't.
But let's focus on just like the overall like feeling of it. Yeah, I agree that like this team, I'm nowhere near Vanny out. I am a little frustrated, as always. You know, as you always are in those moments. But I do think that he's putting together what. The best pieces that he has that work together on the field, and then
makes the adjustments. Because he has great pieces.
Finally.
And he should be better.
Finally. Yeah, but it's also the very beginning of the season. So,
no, of course.
I was a little bit of in disbelief when they tied it. I was in more disbelief that we won that game.
I didn't expect. Wow. I didn't expect the comeback, to be honest.
Because of the first 60 minutes.
Because of
that
the first
game.
60 minutes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, let Lewis go because I can tell he's chomping at the bit.
Okay, go, Lewis.
So I won't touch on the whole, like, he's got the players and coaching has nothing to do with it because I just saw the United States play. So we'll leave that to another. We'll leave that to another discussion. But no, we're not gonna.
Well, but that's not the coach either. That Golasso was not the coach either.
Two Golasso. Oh my god.
Yeah. I don't count the second one of Golasso at all.
Nope. Absolutely.
No, I don't either. But
you get slapped in the face, David. You gotta get slapped in the face to say that.
The point is,
just like the Zlatan 500th is not a Golasso. You get slapped in the face.
Oh, I'm still slapping you for that one. No, look, the point is, coaching matters. And you can have the best players in the world. If you don't have a coach that knows what to do with them, it's not going to mean a damn thing. So, no, credit where credit is due. Manny is, I said it last week, he is
He's doing the same thing with new players. That's all it is. He's doing the same thing with new players. And the new players can actually do the things that he wants them to do.
Right. He's got the players that are able to run the system that he is running. And he was trying to, and again, through also no fault of his own, because look at the person that was building the team for him, per se, right? Like he was, it's a completely different situation. I think we said it. Vanny was successful in Toronto because he had Lewicki, and it matters who, you know, how the team is built, what kind of support you have from your superiors. And we said it infinite amount of times. You're not going to thrive under Klein. It's not going to happen. I don't care how good you are, player wise, coach wise, anything. Like everything this guy touches is going to turn to crap. And that's exactly what happened. Take him out of the equation. Holy crap. You know, look at what's happening. So I think also, I think Greg Vanney's also a part of that. But okay. Before I get into my emotions in this game, breaking news, guys, we're getting the refs back. They have agreed to a new
That's a good thing. That's definitely agreement. a positive thing. Well, until we start complaining.
That's great.
until we start complaining about these refs. Yes, until we start complaining about these refs. But, I mean, look, every ref is going to be bad. We always – you can go into the EPL and La Liga and the Bundesliga, and you're going to find refs making mistakes, and you're going to shit on them. It's just kind of part of the job. I think the difference is you know you're not getting – the best quality refs. At least if you get the best quality refs possible. The best quality possible. And obviously that is not happening here. We have seen a difference. It is night and day. And obviously the pro refs
game,
are...
The ref was pretty good. The ref referees were pretty good in this last game. No, I think they were pretty fair.
But anyways, yes. So the PSRA, we have voted to ratify a new CBA.
You're always going to complain about refs. That's all I'm saying.
You have to remember that for a while they had called that Mark Delgado goal offside, which he was very clearly
he was very clearly offside.
Like, very clear. So yeah, I think there is still something there.
Yeah, there's, I mean, obviously, again, there's going to be improvement, but there's always going to be mistakes, always going to be criticism. And, you know, we're going to go back like, oh, there's no difference. No, there was a big difference. There it is. So breaking news right here that there is a CBA agreement. I don't know when they'll come back. So I'm assuming this weekend.
Okay.
Who's reporting, Lewis?
Paulo Maurer.
Paulo Maurer's okay.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and trust.
Hopefully it is Paulo Maurer. I don't see why they would delay it. I mean, how difficult it is to just place these new guys in, right? Like, it should be this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough time. There should be...
Yeah, there's plenty of time.
Yeah, there's plenty of time. I have to assume that they want to get back to work as well. So, all right, so there it is. Okay, thoughts on my game. Ironically, I've been kind of opposite of what you guys were feeling during this game. I'm not entirely sure why. There was a little bit of frustration in the first half, but not as much as maybe I should have been. I was actually kind of chill. Maybe it was the fact that Kansas City has been a boogeyman for the Galaxy for quite some time.
You may have just been expected because we haven't won there, so you just didn't expect us to get a win, and then you just had your expectations super low.
But at the same time, I even said it in Balls and Beers, like, hey, you know what? The Galaxy will eventually lose. It is inevitable. They will eventually lose at some point. At some point, they're going to get outplayed. It's just the nature of, Lewis, of we're MLS. Undefeated
all year. What are you talking about? No, no.
Undefeated, not getting scored on ever.
All year. All year.
Yep, that's right, baby. We're breaking all kinds of records. No, I mean, it is inevitable when it happens. You want to see, okay, how did the loss take place? To what team? You know, did you shoot yourself in the foot? Were you outplayed? Like, what were the circumstances, you know, behind them? And you hope that it's not obviously happening very often. So watching the game, again, going into Kansas City, again, another place where we have a lot of, like, you know, demons where, like, okay, we can't get a result over there. We always get outplayed for whatever reason. Greg Vanney has never beaten Peter Vermees ever, and this includes his time in Toronto. He's never beaten Peter Vermees. And so I think there was a lot of, like, going against the Galaxy historically.
Sure.
So watching the first half, I was like, okay, fine, but I expected a little bit more fight. From what I've seen from the Galaxy up to that point, I thought it would be a little bit more fight, especially since San Jose put up a hell of a fight. It wasn't. That's what I'm saying. No, that's my point.
It wasn't even a jab. Like nothing.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And that's my point. I thought they would show a little bit more. But ironically, I wasn't that frustrated. And I was more like,
that's crazy.
We're getting out coached. Yeah. I really wasn't. I don't know why. I couldn't really explain it. I just, you know, I, and my expectations were dirt low where I said, we've got no chance of winning this game. We have absolutely, like, no way we can even score a draw. Like, that's not the case. But at the same time, I was like, huh, okay, this is interesting. Maybe this is the first egg that they're laying in. But you know what? It's still the first half.
It was.
Get into halftime. From what
we were watching, it was their first leg that they were
– It very much was. But I said to myself, okay, get into halftime. If you get into halftime, make your adjustments, get the pep talk going, you know, bring in your subs. You're gonna change the flow of this game. Even down 2-0? You know, hopefully – no. This is before they scored their first goal. Okay. Because up until that point, it was like it's kind of a, you know, kind of a bit lucky that we're still 0-0 because we definitely deserve to be down. And we definitely don't deserve to be winning. So it's like, okay. Then the first goal drops. Wasn't upset. I was like, okay, well, that was kind of coming and this is deserved. We haven't shown anything. Kansas City has been on the, you know, the more aggressive team. They've had the ball. They've completely taken us out of our game. We're being outcoached, outplayed in every way possible. It was a set piece, which is like, here we go again. Can't defend a set piece. But we gotta get
deeper in that later, but yes.
Yeah, we are. But it was justified. I was like, yeah, we deserve to be down. Okay. It's not that we shot ourselves in the foot. We were outplayed. We were being outplayed. This 1-0 score line is justified at the moment. It should be a little bit more, to be honest. But get into halftime 1-0, we're fine. And then, of course, the second goal drops literally on the last play before halftime. Once again, a corner kick. Once again. So that's four goals in a row that has been allowed via corner
nearly
kick.
Nearly the same goal.
Yep, nearly the same goal. Drops right in front of the goal, and this guy just has to tap it in. And I look at them like, oh, you got to be kidding me! Like, come on. Now that one, I was a little bit, you've got to be kidding me. Mainly because, like you said, I was watching the exact same goal. And that part was probably the most I was frustrated. However, the scoreline, I was like, once again, this is a justified scoreline for me. Maybe we shot ourselves in the foot in the manner, but it's a justified scoreline. We did not deserve to be 0-0. It would have been like a small miracle if we got into the halftime at 0-0. 2-0, obviously would have been better with 1-0. Okay, whatever. Now, you guys know this very well. The moment something happens, usually a goal, and I don't see anything from the Galaxy, or I have no faith in the Galaxy, whatever it is, I'll call game. I go, that's game. We're not coming back from this. Sometimes it's one goal.
Last year,
I guarantee on that second goal right before halftime, I guarantee I call game right there. 100% guarantee. I call game.
I called game in my mind.
Did not.
I called game. Cruz came home. She hadn't been watching the game. She was upstairs. Cruz came downstairs to probably like around the 50 something minute. And lo and behold, she looks and she goes, "Oh, don't worry, they're going to come back." And I'm like, "No, this is they're done. Yeah, like we're not coming back from this."
I had the same.
Yeah,
same.
And it's really funny because as you guys were, you know,
faith in this team.
Yeah, you guys are talking about it, and so I had the exact opposite feeling.
But they weren't showing anything. Yeah, they weren't.
No. So let me explain it. So I did not text you guys. I did not call game. And you know why I didn't call game? Because I said to myself, they just need one. That's all they need. They haven't shown fight, but they just need one. It doesn't even matter.
That's the thing that they say post
game
as well.
We just need that one
to turn it over and
yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
And that's exactly what I said. And you know what? They earned my trust. They earned my faith. I have seen them play. I see them score at will.
Yeah.
Almost at will.
Yeah. It's
and
good
so I
until
said,
it's
all they need one.
It's good that right. until it doesn't work anymore. And then like, if we got to keep tracking back in every single game, this isn't going to keep working anymore.
Okay. Let me get to that point a little later. So let me finish this right here. I said, just get one. It doesn't matter how it happens. It could be a stunning golazo to get like the adrenaline going and the momentum shifting. It could be an own goal. It doesn't matter. They
What's
just
up with
need
teams
one.
Bicycle kicking us. Jesus Christ. Can we stop teams bicycle kicking us?
Right.
Who bicycle kicked us this week?
There was a player on this game
in
the first half.
Yeah, I think it was Pulido. Pulido almost scored on a bicycle kick.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
No, he didn't score.
He didn't. But I'm just like, why are the teams like thinking that they could get a bicycle kick shot off on us like so much now? There's been like three games where they just do it. Anyways, just a little side thing.
So 60 minutes go by. And again, I figured that I would see a little bit more fight coming out of halftime. That didn't happen. And at that point, I was like, okay, well, if we lose, again, the circumstances kind of follow it, but a little bit disappointed that they didn't put more of a fight. Then Brugman comes in. I said, okay, well, this is hypothetically supposed to create more offense and have Ricky get higher up. Hypothetically. Because Puj was completely taken out of the game. Everybody was taken out of the game. This is one where I give Kansas City and Vermees credit that, you executed your plan. You took everybody out of the game. Puj was receiving the ball very deep in his end and couldn't just – they couldn't get anywhere near it. No, not St. Louis because we outplayed St. Louis. We outplayed St. Louis and we should have been
like,
up.
I feel like
we should not
like
have been Peck, up against Kansas City.
I feel like Peck kind of had a little bit of a hand in that too because I really did feel like he was kind of lost.
Peck is not – there moments. Yet.
We'll get to that.
Finish.
We're gonna get to that. Okay.
Lewis, and then we'll get to Beck.
So Brugman comes in, and it took about like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and finally you start seeing okay, they have more of the ball, and they're pushing up a little bit more. It's definitely more than what I have seen in the first 65 minutes or so. So okay, in theory, it looks like there is a shift. And little by little, you start going up. And then all of a sudden, Ricky Puj puts in this threading the needle pass that looking for paint still.
Which he
and
tried
I saw,
many times
like,
in the game
the whole,
and couldn't do it. But
and didn't do it. And finally, it goes through. Obviously, no shot was recorded. I think the defender was able to just barely recover. I think it ended up – I don't know if they lost the ball. They went to a corner kick. Either way, nothing happened. But it was at that moment I said, okay – they found their groove. They found something. They're like they just need to finish their damn chances. That's the only thing that I was afraid of.
I think
if
their
you
groove
get your chance. Are you going to finish it?
I think their groove came with Jovalich's offside goal.
Nope, not them.
I think
because
so.
I'll even tell you because even before that happened, okay, there was another pass. I forgot.
Wasn't
who
there another
was.
Pass too where Dayon got a
yes.
shot off, but he, but
so,
he didn't. He
so
didn't
that's
go
where
anywhere?
I was going. Yep, that was another one. And there was still one other play where, again, Puj found somebody, and I think it was a play where, like, Brugman actually mishit it, but you can tell that there was triangulation there. I'm like, they're finally starting to get passes together. They're getting it. Okay, they just need one. I'm like, this team isn't dead. Just get one. Then the play that you're talking about, Dave, So it comes from a cross. I want to say it was Yamani who crossed it in. It might have been Delgado, but I want to say it was Yamani. Crosses it in. Jovic does a good job of botting off his defender. He gets the turn. Defender is no longer in the play. He is basically wide open for a shot.
Brugman. I think that's Brugman.
No. Or maybe it was Brugman who made the cross. I don't think he was playing that deep.
I think it was.
Maybe. Yeah. It could have been him. And then Jovic just gets over the ball. He just mishits it. He gets over the ball, and it trickles toward goal. I think it kind of like takes the goalie off a little bit because he was expecting a harder shot. And then he has to react to the, you know, the trickle. He does get a hand on it.
He still makes the save. Like, that was going in.
That was the Yamani. Yes. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay.
Okay. I remember that. So he mishits it, and I said, oh, okay, there it was.
That was a great save.
It was, a good save, but a mishit. He mishits it. He doesn't,
It was a little weak. It was a little weak, but it depends. I mean, look at it. He mishits it.
He mishits it. He did a good job. Like I said, he bodies off his defender. Defender is no longer in the play. He's all by himself, and he mishits it. And I said to myself, oh, my God, that was it. That was literally the best chance that you had the entire game, and you hit and you missed it. Okay, no worries, because guess what? You're starting to get forward. And on the ensuing corner kick, Zabaleta scores the goal. And at that moment, I said, it's in the 70th or 71st or somewhere around there. I even said, if they want to get back in this game, they got to score before the 70th. They have to have at least enough time to grab a second goal somewhere in there. But if they get one, all the pressure is now on Kansas City, because you had a 2-goal lead, and now you have to worry about this offense that could score or create chances at will. All the pressure is on Kansas City. They can get their second goal. Zabaleta scores. What I love about that is Zabaleta, I mean, I can't blame him for this. He's super happy. He's going to go celebrate. He runs to the corner. He turns around. Oh, nobody's following me. Nope. Everyone is back on the line.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this is not over. We are not celebrating this because this is not over.
I mean,
we
need another goal. Even Jovic mentioned his goal. Nobody fucking celebrated with him except for one player. Yep.
And I noticed that. I mean, I noticed that real quick. I forgot business. Who got the ball.
Time for business.
We're not celebrating anything because we have nothing to celebrate.
Get back to this.
So 2-1. We go back. They're focused. They know they need another goal. And guess what? It drops like 2 minutes later. And this is before Jovic's offside goal, which again, he gets through. It doesn't count, but another pin perfect pass from Puig and an even better first touch from Jovic, because watch it again. It was like, whoa, okay, amazing touch. World-class touch, gets around this defender. He's one-on-one with a keeper. He scores it. He's offside. It is the correct call, by the way. 100% the correct call. And once again, momentum is with the Galaxy. And not 2 minutes later, and I think that the next sequence, almost the exact same thing. Puig with the pass. Jovic once again with a amazing first touch. Gets past his defender and buries it. It counts 2-2. And I go, we're winning this game. They can't stop us now. They're in the flow.
This doesn't sound like you. This doesn't sound real. No, this doesn't sound like the truth.
This sounds like post game after everything has happened. Clear eyes, Lewis.
No,
talking about how he knew it the whole time.
Yeah.
Like I said,
this doesn't sound real.
I'm just saying. I didn't live tweet this game because I didn't start it off because I was still at work. So I missed like the first 10 minutes.
Podcast, but yeah, okay.
No. I just didn't tweet it. But I said the one thing that I did tweet. I was like, Galaxy's has all the momentum right now. They're going to steal this game. I tweeted it. And guess what? Like 4 minutes later, if that, you score the third. You score the third and you come back. You score 3 goals in 8 minutes after having the worst performance of the season.
I can't lie. I was surprised. I can't lie. I was surprised.
Here's like, the thing with me.
I wasn't expecting
that. And this is – I was hopeful. I wasn't expecting it. I also said just 4-1.
If we tied, I was already at the point where if we tied the game, I'm still upset. I wasn't going to be happy. Look at dude.
Wow.
Dude, we played 60 minutes horribly.
We did.
How have you forgotten that? Just because we got good 30 minutes? Come on, bro. We played 60 minutes horrible. Start from start of the game. That was a disgusting game. Peck comes in. Peck, look it. I'm impatient with Peck, and I get it. We need more time with him. I get it. I'm spoiled with Painsill. Painsill came in and he fucking rocked the nation with us. And he has this connection with Delgado and Puig like no other. They only needed 5 minutes, but Peck needs so much more time, and I'm so frustrated with him. And I know it's early, and I know I shouldn't be frustrated, but I am. He needs to be better. I was waiting for Fagundes to come in. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
So was I.
Like, come on, dude. Like, look, you could be happy about the resurgence of 30 minutes, but I've heard the same fucking Lewis complain about how we come back at the end while we play horrible in the first half or even more, which was what happened in this game.
Do you know what the difference is?
The difference is you're just more optimistic. That's all it is.
Why is that? That's all it is. Stop it. That's all it is. Why is that? It's okay. Why am I optimistic, Bobby? It's okay.
And I'm not gonna argue with you on that because I'm down on that road as well. But I'm just very upset on this game because this was a very disgusting game. This was not a good game. And they turned, okay, ooh, they turned, they showed heart, they showed blah, blah, blah. All the same shit that you hated last year. Same shit.
Do you know the difference?
Because you're more optimistic!
And why is that?
Just because Klein is out. That's all it is. Because Kuntz is in and Klein is out. That's all it is. Not because of anything that's actually happening right now. Kuntz is in.
So you're telling me, I mean, you're not wrong because, again, you took out the common denominator. But you're wrong in that this happened last year, but which one was more frequent, the bad playing or the good playing? Because this is literally the first time.
Last year, you would never give the team any benefit of the doubt in any moment that they played
well. Did they deserve it?
There were moments that they did. But you would never give them the benefit of the doubt because you were so Klein out and you did not care. You wanted the team to lose in order for Klein to be out. Even after that, you started to care. Oh, okay, now I care about my team because it's over. Come on, bro.
But guess what? They still didn't play well.
Yeah, we tied for fucking 5 months.
Yes, and guess what? You're happy about that? I never praised it. Jesus Christ.
We could go back. Yes, you did. We all did. Wow. We all did for a little bit until we started recognizing that
I wasn't the one telling you. I was always the one. So no, I was not impressed with that.
That one word does not give you the
yeah, it does.
The benefit it of the basically of means, time. But all I'm saying, is that this I'm not buying game, into that. And I didn't want to go back to that, but I'm talking about this specific game. This specific game was very bad, very, very bad. Just because we came back and we won the game, incredibly, we won the game because SKC basically shut down and the team was able to figure a way back into the game and able to attack this team. But, dude, come on.
I think this is the first time. Hold on. Okay, go ahead. I think it's somewhere in between. I think that, yes, the game was bad up until that point. Like, the 60 minutes, Galaxy played flat. Like I said, I keep saying that they were flat. They came out like they were
they
like,
had no ideas, no, not just flat.
There were no ideas. There was no impetus to move forward. They were just like going through the motions. That's what it felt like for the first 60 minutes. I wouldn't say it was the most horrible game in the history of games this season. Yes, I would just say that.
I agree this season. Not of all time. But this is the worst game we've ever had.
They were bad for a while. But like when you look at then they had a good 30 minutes, which. And on top of that, they came back and they won the game. I think if they would have tied the game or if they would have, you know, gutted out a 3-2 loss, but showed that same fight in the last 30 minutes, I would have felt more like Bobby Fields, not all the way over there, but more like Bobby, no, and less like Lewis.
I'm pretty sure most people would be very upset if we drew this game. Absolutely.
If it would have happened the way that it happened and they ended the game with a draw, you would have been frustrated. You'd been like, damn, we messed up again. Or like, we came out we didn't do well.
To be honest, I would have been like Lewis and upset. Daniel the last home game, where they were upset that we have to come back in a game all the time, which is exactly what just happened.
Home. But there's a big difference when you're playing at home, when you're playing in front of your home crowd and all that, and you have to come back in a game like that.
Okay.
There is a difference. I agree with that. When you're away from
I agree with that.
From home.
Not to mention the fact that you were playing in a stadium that you haven't won since like 1972. Yeah. So, like, the fact that – see, the difference is that this is the only time I've seen the Galaxy play bad this season. It was the worst game this season. I'm not even arguing that. It was really bad.
I know you're not.
It's really bad. And that's the difference. It was the first time I saw it. It wasn't consistent. If we would have said, dude, why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we spot – and I said this several times throughout –
I just don't understand why you're so romanticized of the comeback when we've always had comebacks and you've never given a shit before.
No,
right, because it's not consistent.
It's barely the beginning of the season again. It's not really consistent in general.
I understand.
Right now.
No, it right now, we said, how long can the Galaxy play consistently well the way they did against Miami? And up until Kansas City's first half, they were playing. They outplayed every single one of their opponents until Kansas City. So if in the first four games,
they did not outplay. Nope.
I thought they outplayed St. Louis. They should have been up by multiple goals before St. Louis.
Long ass while, but yes.
They should have scored in the first minute.
Yeah.
They could have scored in the eighth minute. Yes, it could have been 2-0 in the first 10 minutes.
After that, it was a lull. It was because it was just a little shock.
No.
It was just a little shock.
No. After that, they hit the post 3 times. Before halftime, we talked about this. This game should have been 4-0. That game should have been 4-0 before they ever got their goal. This is the difference. We were outplayed in Kansas City. We were not outplayed in St. Louis. When we're down, it's because we shot ourselves in the foot. Here, it's dude, we're getting outplayed in a very hostile environment against a boogeyman. Like, we're lucky to be 0-0 at that moment. That's the difference. It's the first time we were outplayed. And why do I like this win? Because it's different than any, like, I don't have anything else to compare it to except for the San Jose game, in which, again, we were the better side.
San Jose game, we were way the best.
We were way better. We were 100% better, and we deserve that game. But guess what? The difference is that this isn't consistent this year. It wasn't that we spotted teams an entire half where we played like shit and then we decided to come back in the final like 10 minutes and salvage the point
We haven't played like shit, but we have had bad first halves. Not because of certain calls, certain things, you know, the first halves have not worked out for us and then we have to work
back.
But
that's... Okay, but again, it's either the refs making a bad call, but our play itself.
Yes, but remember, you said that that's not even an excuse. None of that is an excuse.
I agree with this.
So a lot of these games are the same.
The whole point, no, because we deserve to be ahead, where last year we didn't deserve to be ahead. We were getting outplayed, spotted a team, 2 goals. We came back because we had a good... like, you know, flurry of goals or a penalty kick, and it saved the point. And everyone's like, 13-game unbeaten streak. Yeah, so what? We were outplayed for the majority of the game. We didn't deserve the draw, and we're getting this 13-game unbeaten streak because guess what? We are coming back from every game, and we're not outplaying opponents. Right now, we are outplaying opponents. Why do I like this victory? Because it was a game that we were outplayed, and we still found a way to win. In a hostile environment, down 2-0. This game is not won last year. And we won. Not only did we win, we could have scored a 4th. And we missed. I think Fagundes missed his shot. I think that was the one where Ricky.
Yeah, that one-on-one.
Yes. And Ricky Pruitt probably should have shot. He decided to pass it to Fagundes. Goalie makes a good save. Fagundes misses a shot. It should have been four. The momentum completely shifted from the 60th on. And I'm not saying that excuses the first 60. That is not at all what I'm saying. But I am impressed with the way they responded. What's the difference? It's the first time they had to genuinely deal with adversity that wasn't caused by themselves. They were actually outcoached and outplayed, and they hunkered down and they found a way to win. Not only did they find a way to win, they did it quickly. That's the difference.
Yeah.
That is 100% the distance. Difference. I have no idea why you would argue with me there. Too, yeah, that too. That's the difference between what happened last year and what is currently happening this year. It could be, like I said, who you are in March is not who you are in September. And sometime in September, maybe we are just a mid-table team. But as of right now, this team is clicking. This team is creating chances at will. And once they figure it out, teams are on their heels. I said last week, and I stand by this, we are not feared. The league does not fear the Galaxy. They're respected. They're on the radar now. It's no longer an easy game. It is no longer a matter of, this is a winnable game at home or on the road. It doesn't matter. We can beat the Galaxy.
The players are starting to say it. The players are starting to say that there's other teams that should be scared of them.
Obviously, our players should be feeling that way for reasons. I don't think we're feared yet. But the fact that we were down 2-0, came back 3-2 on the road, I think we're a little closer there. We don't have a signature win yet. And we thought it might have been Seattle. That's not going to happen. We beat Seattle on Saturday. Seattle's down in the dumps. They haven't won a game yet. That's not their signature win. We're not on notice yet. We're not feared yet, but we're respected. And we're a little closer after coming back 2-0 on the road and winning that game. Difference is, that hasn't been the consistent story where we're spotting teams 70 minutes before we start playing. It's the other way around. This is the first time that they have battled adversity. They responded. They responded well. I am more impressed with this victory than the San Jose one, because this not only showed heart and character, which I can respect when it's needed, but they outplayed them. They figured it out. Vanny figured it out. The players figured it out. And they were scoring they were creating chances at will. Even the ones they weren't scoring, it was coming. That's the difference. That's why I'm optimistic, because there is a difference in the team, in the way they play. If the first four games they spotted the opponent in the first half, I wouldn't have that optimism. This team is different. There's a different confidence about them. It is shining on the fans. How you decide, I don't know why you want to tear me down on that note when you have very little evidence to it. It's fine, do it. But right now, at this moment, it can change. I'm not saying it's going to stay here forever. It can definitely change. But at this moment, this team has my confidence. This team has my confidence. You can be down 2-0. This team can score at will. You may not, and I said it last week, you may not go in, you can go into Columbus right now. And I'm not going to say we are 100% going to lose. We may very well lose, but we're going to give them hell before we do. And I still stand by that. At this moment, it can change. But at this moment in time, I feel that way.
Just don't rip them apart in the next episode if they don't
give you what you want. I'm not saying that I'm not going to criticize them. I've been criticizing
criticism
them.
Criticism and rip them apart is very different.
Oh, okay. So that's fair.
So we'll see.
That's fair. But again, we'll see. I even said, depending on how you're losing and the circumstances, it's inevitable the Galaxy will lose. They're going to lose at some point.
Sure, of course. But we're not going to be undefeated all year. I mean, if we are, incredible.
So when it happens, there's going to be a reason. Okay, what happened? Did we get outplayed? Did we shoot ourselves in the foot? Are we, did we lay an egg? What's going on?
But if the next game we lay an egg for 60 minutes and then we do a comeback for a draw and you're happy about it, I'm going to give you shit, bro. I'm just going to say.
No. I'm going to say this. If all of a sudden we start doing that, if all of a sudden we're spotting teams an entire half and we have to come back, we will see a pattern. And then I'm going to call them out. Like, dude, You're winning games, but why are you spotting the opponent's entire half?
You can't be selective on bad calls. You can't be selective on certain things.
No.
It's like you were last year. So like,
I'm being.
You just can't.
No, I'm gonna be critical of the team when I need to be critical of the team. If they are playing poorly, all of a sudden they like, hey, did we get figured out or what's going on? I'm gonna go back.
Sometimes certain things you don't like, you call excuses.
Yes,
that you don't
I agree
like.
With that.
But certain things Sometimes they're not excuses. They're just facts of what has played upon the game.
Well,
we'll see. We'll see in the future. But anyways, let's move on.
I want to know.
Let's go. Player ratings.
I want to know why we're arguing about this and not why we're not arguing about who the best player was.
Yeah.
Lewis.
It's weird that we're arguing when we're winning in second place and undefeated. Yeah. Anyways,
It's how we're undefeated.
How we're undefeated matters. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, this was obviously a little tougher because, it wasn't a good 90-minute performance from the Galaxy where you're praising every single player. So there is a good spark and there is a low spark. It is a little bit more challenging, but for different reasons. So in this game, who was your highest rated player?
You go first, Dave.
I'm going to go with Delgado. Delgado made team of the match today. What's funny is I text that when he scored the goal, I text you guys. I was like, oh, Delgado's going to make team of the match day. And I think Lewis said on the week that he deserves the least.
Yeah.
But he did. He made team of the match day. I'm going to give that to Delgado. I'm going to say my second highest is probably Ricky. Even though he didn't get a goal, Jovelik got the goal. I don't think it's Jovelik. I think it's Ricky.
Bobby?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same, but not the same. I'm going to go with Delgado first, but I want Jovelic second. I feel like Jovelic should be the first one, but I'm going to go with Delgado.
Okay, I mean, obviously you guys are hanging on that little triangle, and you guys are, I mean, you're not far off. Literally 0.1 separates each one. 8.4 is the highest, and that was for Ricky. 8.3 is for Delgado and 8.2 for Jovelic. Those are your top three. I personally also would have said Delgado just because he got the goal and everything else that he did, and that fact that he got team of the match. But I mean, I don't think any of those three players would have been a bad shout. Who was the lowest rated player?
Oh, I'm gonna hear Bobby's first.
Ooh, I don't even know. Because that first half, everybody was a loss. Or the first 60 minutes was a loss to me. I'm going to give this to... I can't give it to Zavaleta because he has that goal. So I know it's not him. I have to give it to McCarthy just because he's got scored on, basically.
It's probably McCarthy. The next person I would probably give it to might... this might be controversial because he did get an assist. Might be Peck, but then I would also say Zavaleta.
Zavaleta has a goal.
Okay.
Zavaleta also has two goals scored against him.
So I would have said Peck as well. I thought Bobby would have said Peck for how he was talking about him.
Yeah, but not in the ratings. I know how the ratings go, but my personal opinion, I don't have much credit on Peck right now yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I personally would have said Peck as well because I thought he was basically
non-existent.
Exactly.
Well, he tries, but he doesn't connect.
And again, to be fair, in that first half, nobody was connecting.
No, I get it.
Nobody was connecting in the first 45.
I get it. I'm just so impatient. I'm just impatient. And I know I'm impatient. And I know that's wrong. But
okay. So officially, the worst rated player is Yoshida, 6.2.
Oh, fuck Yoshida. You! Fuck you, ratings! No! No! No!
Yeah, that's Bobby's top spot right there.
Fuck you!
Yeah. Yoshida, 6.2. Second lowest. Do you guys want to stay with your picks with McCarthy and
McCarthy? I don't even want to hear it. Anymore. I'm walking away.
Bobby's inconsolable right now.
Yeah. Second lowest is indeed Peck, and he's just 0.1 above Yoshida at 6.3. McCarthy.
That's a little harsh. No?
Yeah. No,
I mean, shit, Yoshida. All of a sudden, I'm soft now. I don't know what's happening. what's going on?
You know what it is?
You're emotional because of Yoshida.
I'm pregnant.
That's what it is.
It's Kansas City. That's what it is. It's Kansas City.
Yeah, stupid Kansas City.
That is what it is.
That is Bobby's what it is.
Oh, my God, you guys.
He's like all over the place.
Wait a minute. Does this break, like, the whole kryptonite thing with Bobby? That remains.
No, because we all lost this game on balls and beers.
Yeah. But also we all lost this game on balls and beers. Because I'm so uneven in my – yeah. Anyways, whatever. I'm just frustrated.
But this is like a boogeyman for. And I think psychologically that is because I mean Bobby Lewis just attacked me for being happy feels, on my team, and I'm like,
feels,
what?
Yeah. Lewis feels that way. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Anyways.
Whatever. Third lowest rated players, McCarthy, which by the way, also got team of the match week. He was on the bench. Ricky Pooj also on the bench for team of the match.
McCarthy was on team of the match team.
Yes.
Even though he got low rated player?
So he got a lowest rated player. He also had 7 saves, which kind of kept the Galaxy in the game.
He had a pretty game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say great game, but it was he kept the Galaxy in the game. Like I said.
Sure.
Yeah. Like I said, the fact that it was 2-0 was justified.
Yeah.
Which wasn't his fault. I mean, they were like, 2 feet before the line. There's not really much you can do.
Yeah, no, there's nothing you can do.
I don't know. I think if players keep trying to score bicycle kicks off of you, then you know.
Well, also, not the goalie's fault.
Bicycle kick. There were tap-ins, but off of corner kicks. But still, I know what you're saying.
Feel like you get demerit points for that. You're like, oh, somebody attempted one. Who do they think they are?
All right, so let's get into some of the stats because. Well, obviously, in this game, it's going to be a little off because of what we saw. I don't even want to say it was a tale of two halves. It was basically a tale of
last
2
minutes.
Like 8 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes.
Well, no, 8 to 10 minutes of greatness. And then again, we controlled the rest of the match. Make no mistake about it. Let's go ahead and get into the stats. Ball possession. This one I thought was kind of interesting. And I thought maybe the second half really was in our favor because I didn't think we had the ball at all in the first half. But the Galaxy did control the possession 52-48, so it wasn't like that much. But in the first half, they also had 52-48 possession. And the second half, they had 52-48 possession.
How?
So
how?
They just did more.
The Galaxy does possess the ball. That's part of the system.
No, I know. They just couldn't penetrate for the majority of the time.
Exactly. 170. Well, if you're looking at the passes in the first half, 173 passes were completed in their own half, only 74 in Kansas City's half compared to compared to Kansas City, who completed 90 in their own half and 127 in the Galaxy's half. Will you fast forward to the second half? It switches around for the Galaxy, where they have 128 passes completed in Kansas City's half and 96 in their own. So in the second half, you can see how they were pushing forward a lot more. And again, you can credit that once Brugman came in, because I'm pretty sure most of those passes were coming in once Brugman came in and he was allowed to go forward. So so that was the possession, just a slight edge for the Galaxy. 26 shots for Kansas City in the first half, 18. So when you look at what happened in the second half, a lot better for the Galaxy as they only allowed 8. So 4 big chances for Kansas City. They missed 2 of them. Of those 26 shots, 9 of them were on target. We mentioned that McCarthy didn't make 7 saves. So, they kept he kept it.
That's a lot.
Able.
That's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's why he's on the bench.
That's
for
crazy.
For him to get 7. I don't know. I don't remember who actually got the start, what keeper got the start. But, when you're making 7 saves, that's quite a bit. You kept your team in the game and your team responded. So
McCarthy's
there's
a starter as all time now. At this point,
right.
He's
yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, of course. So the Galaxy had 12 shots. 12 shots, 7 of them were on target. So obviously all of this came in the second half. I think they took a total of 2 shots in the first, but I do want to say that they were blocked. I'm not even sure if any of them were on target or not. I don't remember that there was any sort of like shot on target in the first half. I could be wrong. I just don't remember it. And one of those shots, by the way, was like in the obscurity of the midfield, in between the penalty box and the half circle. It was like, who the heck took that shot? Let me get in on this. Oh, Puj tried a shot from out there. The other one was from Mayo Yoshida, so I'm assuming it's a corner kick.
You would assume, yeah, yeah.
So there's no reason for Mayo Yoshida to get a shot inside the box. So I'm assuming it came from a corner kick. Well, that was the only times that they did it in the first half.
A lot
half.
Of our attackers are in the defensive line back a lot in this first half. I mean, did you guys see Paintsill? Like insanely super behind defending. I was just like, geez, why is he all the way back here?
Yeah. Well, again, this is where you credit Vanny. Vanny said, we are all playing defense. You're seeing Ricky do it. Actually, you're seeing Paintsill do it.
Actually, his post game was complaining about that was happening, but okay, sure.
Oh, well. Okay, so 12 shots taken. 7 of them were on target. So when they were shooting, they seemed to be pretty accurate. By the way, of those 12 shots, six big chances. And again, this is all the second half. And some of them didn't even count because they were ruled offside. 4 of those were missed. I think that the trickle shot from Jovalich, Agunis's shot. I think what was the other one that was like, dude, how did that not go in? Or it could have been a better shot. I want to say maybe Ricky had a shot. I don't remember. But apparently, 4 big chances, 6 big chances. 4 of them were missed. Obviously, the second half was just a completely different story. The expected goals for this game: 2.58 for Kansas City, 2.01 for the Galaxy. Now, in the first half, again, check out the defense here. In the first half, the expected goals for Kansas City, 2.06. And again, I said it, 2-0 scoreline at halftime, that's deserved. The way that we're playing, this is a fair scoreline. I'm not complaining about it. It is what it is. Obviously, I'm not happy that it's happening, but we're not shooting ourselves in the foot per se. We are getting outplayed. Kansas City took us completely out of our game. We had 0.07 expected goals in the first half. And I'm wondering where those 0.07 came from. I'm assuming it's the Mayo Yoshida. I don't know. I don't know if he headed the ball or somewhere off a corner, but that's where that came from. 18 shots in the first half for Kansas City. Second half, 0.51. for Kansas City expected goals, a big difference, and 1.95 expected goals for the Galaxy in the second half. They outshot Kansas City in the second half 10-8. Only 1 big chance for Kansas City in that half. It was missed. And I know what shot it was. I think it was either right before Brugman came in. It was one where like, oh, this is a goal. And it went way over the goal. That would have been game, by the way. If they scored the 3, that would have been game.
Oh, yeah.
100%, I would have called game right there, even if like, okay, we can score at will, but dude, 3 goals, that's a lot. So look, at the end of the day, this team has given me confidence in them, something that they didn't give me last year because they gave me no reason last year. They're giving it to me this year. It could very well be, and I hope it doesn't happen, it could very well be that they go through a lull and it changes. This is MLS, right? You have ups and downs. The elite teams are the ones that kind of stay up. I am not saying we're elite. I never have said we're elite. But I know we're competitive. And we are talked about now. People are talking about us for one reason or the other. And it's right now it's good because we haven't lost. Are we back? That's been a question, right? We're fun to watch. We're dynamic. We can't be slept on. You know, I think that this past game kind of shows it to us. Nashville, same thing. Even if it's because of our own doing, well, don't sleep on us, dude. We can score at will. This team is still getting their, you know, getting their feet wet, per se. Peck still has not quite been integrated into this team. Yep. We still have a max TAM player that we can use. We still have an under 22 slot that we can use. This team can get better in the summer, which is crazy to think. Right now, we are playing good soccer. Right now, we're dynamic. Right now, we're competitive. And right now, fans believe everything is coming up roses for the Galaxy right now. We're not getting injured. In fact, it's the other way around. We're playing teams. We're like, hey, they're the ones suffering their injuries. We need to take advantage of this. They took advantage of us. It is our time now. Right now, the Galaxy are on this upward trajectory. I hope it stays that way. I know whatever goes up must eventually come down. I hope it comes down like at a time where it's like, okay, go back up and go back up in like October. Don't go down in October, please. I am optimistic about this team. They have given me reason to be optimistic at this moment in time. And this is, as Bobby said, this is unlike me, but it's there and it's there for a reason. And I hope that it stays for an extended period of time.
Dave, your comments? You haven't spent much on this episode.
I know. I'm just kind of like taking it all in. Look, man, like we've been saying, you know, I think this team is exciting and you definitely cannot sleep on them. As long as Ricky Pooj is on the field, I think, and Jovlik continues to roll. He's,
we didn't even say that.
Race to the Golden Boot, dude. Like,
yeah, he's the top of the Golden Boot right race. Yes, he is. Yeah. He's tied with, who is it?
Is there actually he's tied someone, with someone else doing five. The same thing? Jeez.
Yes.
Jesus.
Well, they have five goals. I forgot.
Suarez? It was Suarez. No. It's Suarez, isn't it?
Suarez. I told you he was
going to rip. Because it might be Suarez. In that one game.
Okay. Hopefully he
comes. Yeah, out. and then the guy from Atlanta has four. There's like two other players that have four as well, and one other player with five. I can't think of who it is. I want to say it could be Suarez. Is it Ford? No, it's not Forsberg. Oh, is it Forsberg?
And Dayon I mean, his confidence is starting to get skyrocketed here, dude. Like he's ready.
Okay,
ready to go.
Yeah.
Like,
so we didn't
even mess with him. Go ahead, Luis.
Yeah, I'm going to go back on this because we did not give Jovlich love. And I right now, you score five goals.
I told
in five
you a couple
games,
episodes.
You tie a record.
I take everything back.
Yeah, you did.
It's Lewis Morgan. It's Lewis Morgan from NYCFC.
Yes.
And then Benteke and and Yakimakis has both have four goals.
Yeah. So right now, Jovlich tied the MLS record for the first five games, five goals. It was held by Brian McBride. He has a chance to break that record on Saturday against Seattle. I honestly was like, he may not get that goal in Kansas City. This is a tough game. And maybe somebody else scores. It could be 0-0. I honestly did not think that he'd be able to get a shot, but guess what? He had plenty of chances. In fact, he scored another one, but it was offside. Right now, I even said through the first two or three games, I said, look, I know he scored, but he was not good up until that goal. And all of a sudden, we're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, nope, he played bad up until that. But he's also improved in every single game. Yep. I even said that last week. I said, you know what? He was more involved. And even if he was playing like not good, you can tell he was trying. You can tell he was more involved. And then the following game, his runs were more intelligent. He was more like, okay, getting more chances, more dynamic. Kansas City, again, everyone had a lousy first half. No one stood out. This was collectively a team that was just taken out of their game. But once second half starts rolling, guess what? Jovlich lights on fire. And after the offside goal, you can tell that there was confidence.
To get it offside and then just go ahead and score right away.
And
then
do it all
that,
over again.
Like,
yes,
come
exactly.
on. That was.
Yeah.
Come on. That's just then, like, I'm schooling after, you. Like, Jesus.
And after that goal, there was another play and it had nothing to do with offense. I think he tracked back on defense. was able to steal the ball and then dance around like two defenders and then off and finally pass it off to, you know, whatever outlet man was there. And I'm like, dude, this guy's feeling it now. This guy is confident. And it's not just like, here, feed me the ball. No, that guy tracked now. Back on he's defense. On he would, I mean, this team has bought into it. Right now, Greg Vanney has put this team in a position to be successful. I said that last week. Now, this half, this first half notwithstanding, he did what he needed to do. In the second half, the players responded. They did what they needed to do. This team is going all in the same direction. You had not had that in past seasons. It does seem that this team is on the same page, top to bottom. You know, not just a coach, but just the whole organization, including the fans, we're on the same page right now. And this is important. This is a very, very important. And right now you're seeing, you know, the what is materializing because of that. And little by little, like I said, it's happened to Jovalich where he's improved his play every game. I have to imagine that Peck will be the same thing. This was his first start. It's a tough environment. You know, it's a tough game.
No, of course. No, I know.
So I think if he starts this game, I have to assume that he's starting the next game.
He should. And, he should start every game from now on.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, he's not pulling his weight, in which case then put in Fagundes.
Yeah. But Fagundes should be the – I think Fagundes should be the power sub, the super sub.
Well, yeah, because if Peck is your DP, he shouldn't be on the bench.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then Fagundes coming in. I didn't give Fagundes enough credit at the beginning of the season. I didn't think that he was going to be a game changer coming off the bench. But he has been a game changer for the Galaxy in his starts. Major and league. I think he was a game. Yeah. And I think that, you know, coming in for Peck in the second half, although he did have that – you know, that chance and that he should have put away.
Dude, 90 full minutes in every game. He's 23. I mean, he should be complete 90.
Yeah, but, you know, you also have to manage the minutes and rest the legs. Right. Change tactics.
I mean, if we're going to have Painsil for 90, if we're going to have Yoshida for 90, Peck should be for 90. I'm sorry. He should.
Well, Yoshida is there by no other choice because the backup is injured.
Of course.
Painsil. I agree with you that Peck and Painsil
switch a lot too.
Probably should be 90, but
Peck and Painsil switch a
lot. Let's just be honest. Like,
last game.
Man, like three or four times, right?
Yeah.
They switch a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that's by design. So again, it's not like they're being chaotic out there. I mean, this is by design.
They're feeling it. I don't know if it's too much design. They're just feeling it.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, you have to figure that Vanney says switch when called for because you are able to do that. If I see a better matchup, hey, you might be better against this guy. Let's try this way. You know, let's go ahead and exploit this side. And because you're able to do that. I didn't think I would say it, but I said it last week. Greg Vanney has put this team in a position to succeed. Right now, it is on the players who have kind of dropped that ball and that they're not undefeated with like a perfect record. Although, to be fair, we probably didn't deserve to win this last game, so maybe it kind of evened out, which is what usually happens in MLS. You eventually even out. But the fact of the matter is, you can't blame anyone but Greg Vanney. That first half in Kansas City notwithstanding, he's put this team in a position to win every single time. The Galaxy players have not taken advantage of it in the times that they have drawn, but it's there. It is 100% there, and the thing is that the players have bought into it, and you can see that they're buying into it, and they know that they need to be better. Jovalich said it. This is fine. This is not, you know, we need to be better. We need to get this victory. Yoshida said it. Yeah, we don't see it as we came back and got a draw. We miss out on 2 points. This needed to be a victory. They know that. They understand that, and I'm happy that that's the case. I'm happy that it's they're funny. Not settling it's funny.
It's
for a, that.
It's the same narrative as last year. We just kept losing, but the players were saying the exact same thing. I don't know.
Which is what they're supposed to be saying. Yeah,
I know. They're backing it up. But now you care about it. But okay, whatever. I'm just throwing it away.
Now they're backing it up. They're backing it up. That's the difference. They weren't backing it up. They were hanging on. They're outplaying opponents. Like, again, it's a different – I don't understand how you don't see this team is different than last year's. You might be the only Galaxy fan that doesn't see it.
No, no, it's not that. It's the intention. And you're acting as if the intention was never there. And it's always been there. The players have always had that same intention, and you act like it was never there before this.
Okay, team. That's fair, because they have said it.
And it's
bullshit.
That's
fair.
And
they
it's
have said it.
Bullshit. So, anyways, that's what gets me upset. So, anyways, move on.
You hear that, players? Mean what you say.
Yeah. So next up, we have Seattle. A struggling Seattle. I think a game, you know, like we. I think we're all kind of on the same page that this could be the one, the first home win of the season. I know the Galaxy are in need of it pretty badly. We need to get off that mark there.
I'm scared it's going to be a hard game for some reason. I'm just frustrated.
It could totally go that way. Like Seattle could all of a sudden be like, oh, hey, we're Seattle.
Yeah, we're Seattle again. Yeah,
I feel it in my blood. Yeah. That's gonna happen. I'm afraid.
Watching them, I don't think they have that in them right now. It might be different a little later in the season, but they're trying to figure stuff out for themselves right now. Hopefully. I don't think they're gonna lay down for the Galaxy either. You know, they're gonna give us a hard game. But you know, I think that the Galaxy, with the confidence that they must be having right now. With the weapons they have, getting Gassidis back, and just sort of, you know, being in front of that home crowd, that is, I got to tell you, the crowd is gonna end up being like very antsy and like they want to celebrate that home win. So I think the Galaxy is gonna do everything that they can to give it to us.
Are we all three going?
I'm Lewis? Going for sure. Lewis, you said you weren't sure yet.
You're
on the fence because of the rain.
I'm on the fence because of the rain, and it's not just because of me. Mm. I have my son. He's not just gonna sit in the rain. Like I can sit in the rain, it's not a problem. I could put a poncho on. He's gonna be uncomfortable. I'm not gonna want him like that.
Yeah. You can stick him up with us.
Yeah, I mean, like that's the other thing I was thinking, but like I'm pretty sure everyone's gonna be having the same like idea just of trying to get into the upper deck.
Just get there.
Yeah. No, I think they're going to be. No, it's not that. I think they're going to be checking tickets.
No, I don't think so.
No,
but
I don't
we'll
think
see.
Check tickets.
I also think we might have a lot of people that maybe won't go because of the rain.
Right. Yeah. That could be.
Like last week we had like kind of an older couple that was sitting in front of us. I'm willing to bet they probably won't come if they're repeat, you know, season ticket members. I would be willing to bet that they probably won't come to the game, you know, if it's raining. I'm just saying. There's also going
to
be that.
I wonder what they aspect did of it for you to make that assumption.
The lady gave me a look. She had her blankets on, and I'm like, oh, she's not going to want to come out.
She's already cold on a non-cold day.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, obviously, I want to go see this team. I obviously like the rain wouldn't stop me. It's my son, you know, he'd want to be rested. But yeah, I mean, I can like try to get in up there with you guys in the upper deck. I have all day, so it's time wouldn't be an issue. I can get there early. I am not going to Disneyland before the game, so you know, I don't have to worry about that. I do, however, and I'll talk to you guys off the bottom. I do want to try that pizza place that I was telling you guys before the game as well. So I do want to do that.
I can get there maybe at 5. I get off of work at 3, so I could maybe get there at 5. I don't know if that's too late for you, but we'll talk.
It might be too late because I kind of want to be in there like with enough time to like, because if it's raining, we're not tailgating, obviously. There's not going to be anybody outside, I imagine.
Save me some slices.
But we'll see.
I was gonna say, you could always bring the pizza into the stadium with us.
I guess
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Save me some slices. Bring a box in.
Yeah. So, but we'll figure it out. Again, it should be a good time. It should be a good game. I'm really hoping the Galaxy get that first win at home. It's kind of crazy that they have a better home record. I mean, sorry, a better road record than they do a home record. So that's something that again you don't. Haven't heard from a Galaxy team in a very long time.
I don't
think
they expected that. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, nobody does. I mean, like, just statistically, you should be better at home. I mean, obviously, the fans deserve to see this team win at home against Seattle, which many consider a rival. It would be very sweet if they did. I think it wouldn't be the signature win. it would have at the beginning of the season, we thought maybe it would have been if they were able to win that game. But just the way Seattle's playing, it's not a signature win. I think the first signature win may very well be the week after. If you can go into LAFC and get 3 points there,
that's an away win, not a home win.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you are able to get a signature win, and I think that might be your first one. Mm. If you were to beat LAFC on the road, you might have a lot more people's attention.
Well, I mean, that's going to be a good game no matter what. I mean, look, we historically, come on. Like, right. Even we're doing good right now in the season, asterisk. But we're going to always be good against LAFC. We're always going to be great. Like, there's always going to be a good back and forth. I mean,
unless that's like the caveat, like you're good against everyone else, but now LAFC, you tank.
You think that's going to happen? No, please don't put that in the fucking.
That would be like, that would be some shit though, right?
I've thought about it. Stop it.
It can't happen. It can't happen because actually there's actually specific players on our team that truly understands that derby. Like, it's not like the majority of the team didn't, like, they had to be told about San Jose and were like, okay, I guess, you know? No, this is very different. Like, Puj knows this. Freaking Caceres knows this. Yoshida knows this. Jovalich absolutely knows this. Brugman knows this. Fagunas, McCarthy knows this. I mean, this is a real derby. This is a real derby because there's a lot of players that actually care about this game. And they know the outcome. And they know the challenge that is coming up in this derby. Forget about San Jose. Stop it. Forget it. It's over.
You're saying derby too much, and it's called El Tráfico,
Bobby? Yes, I know El Tráfico. I was going to get there, but it's still a derby.
This is a real Tráfico.
Yeah.
It really is.
And that's why I took the entire day off, because I wasn't going to be stuck in El Tráfico.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is an away game anyways. We're not going. But you know what I'm saying about the next games.
I know what you're saying.
But yeah, I mean, look.
You want to be stuck in front of your TV watching that game.
Yeah, but I mean, my emphasis is still point. I mean, there's a lot of players in this team that this game means. So, like, they're not going to buckle down. They're not going to lay flat. This is going to be a
real. And I'm game. Sure I really do feel like Paintsil's the type of player that's like,
yes,
yeah. Paintsil bought into this. He'll be ready for that game.
Oh no, I mean, look at Paintsil. Just the style and the level and the understanding of the level of play that he is. He wants to be the showman. That's his level of play. Like, he's already said multiple times, if you've seen any of his interviews, he said he is not afraid of attacking. He's not afraid of taking these shots. He's not afraid of becoming, you know, that player that becomes the spectacular. He wants to be. He literally wants to be. And that's what we've been, at least for me, that's the kind of player I've been wanting for the Galaxy. And he wants the spotlight on him. So, like, let's give it to him. Let's do it. And he's ready for it. And then connection with Puj. Oh, my God, with him. Delgado with him. Jeez, Louise. I mean, they're so incredible.
One question. Do you think Brugman starts the next game?
Not yet. I don't think yet. No, I don't. I think Cerrillo has done such a good job that he's kind of sustained his position.
Oh, you know what? When we were thinking about the ratings, I didn't think about Cerrillo at all.
What was Cerrillo again, Lewis, on his ratings? Can you?
Well, see that real quick? I didn't say it, but yeah. So with Cerrillo, he was at 7.5.
See, pretty high.
It's like somewhere in the middle.
Pretty good. Bro, he's been standard. He's been standard since Miami. Like, why would you?
Yeah, I agree. He's been great.
No,
yeah. Because of what happened when Brugman comes in, who's a better player, who's a better handler.
I get that, but like Cerrillo has handled it. He's handled it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he deserves the start. He deserves it, you know, at this point, you know.
But so, this is what a well-built team looks like. That if you have one guy that can be subbed off, you have the depth to say, dude, the drop-off isn't that much. You have another adequate player. So right now you have that with Fagundes. Right now you have that with Surreal and Brugman. Yeah. You know, you have that to some degree as of right now. It's a little off, but I don't think there's, as far as like dynamic wise, I don't think there's too much of a drop off between Barry and Jovalich, to be honest.
Really? No, that's a big one. I mean,
one of those players has five goals
and like fill in for the rest of the last 10 minutes.
Right? No, I get that part, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like you're like, let's say you have, but Jovalich, as of right now, isn't like that dynamic player. He's at the right place at the right time. So if again,
I think he's become more dynamic. I know he's in the right.
Again,
place
he's improving.
He's become much more dynamic. He knows how when to drop.
He's improving.
He knows where to position himself. He's much better than last season for sure.
But the thing is, I think it's more credit to the midfield where I would say if you took Jovalich out and you put in Barry, I'm not saying, oh, well, we're not going to score. Like, I'm not saying that. Like, I think I'm giving more credit to the midfield.
The understanding of Jovalich with this team at this moment yet. I just don't see it. I think Barry.
Well, obviously, I mean, he's a starter for a reason.
No, of course.
Right. Jovalich is starting for a reason.
Barry's more of a ball holder. Like, throw it up front, hold it, let everybody come up, figure something out.
Yeah.
That's not Jovalich. Yeah. You know? So, like, I don't know. I get what you're saying, but I don't really agree. Okay,
yeah. That's fair. But the point is, it looks like we do have some depth where we're like, hey, if we need defensive reinforcements, we have it. If we need a little bit of offense coming off the bench, we have it right now. So, again, this is a good problem to have. We're like, dang, who do I start? That's a good problem to have if you're Greg Vanney. Instead of having, who do I start? These both suck. You know, like, we're going to get screwed one way or the other, right?
I don't think we have
so
that
it's a good
much,
problem to have.
I don't think we have that much dynamism. I mean, it's only a couple players that we can switch out and
right.
be like, okay.
Right,
like,
but you're only switching out three players.
I don't know. I think you're going a little too far out there. We're not that much in depth. I mean, if a couple injuries and we're fucked, bro. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to calm down. You're right.
You need to calm down.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Actually, that is 100% accurate. I think if there are a couple injuries, like, you may start feeling a little like.
I mean, we already saw it a little bit in you know, Gassidis and.
Yeah, just be getting that red.
And
Zabaleta being there. Even though.
I mean, you know,
he did fine.
Say he wasn't bad.
Yeah, he did fine. Credit for him in that game. Yeah,
We don't want it again.
We're excited. Right. I'm not tempting fate, but we'll see.
I don't know. That's all I'm saying. All right. Any last words, guys?
There's 1-2 Threads is having their blue, white, and gold pop up once again. I think it's on April 29th. Let me look that up really quickly. I know it's like pretty far out ahead, but okay. I did want to start mentioning it that they are going to have April 14th at Absolution or a Common Space over in Hawthorne. So be on the lookout. 1-2 Threads pop up.
All right.
April 14th.
All right. Oh, also, I didn't mention it on the pod, but you guys saw my text. I got my Yoshida jersey printed on the back in Japanese characters.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm so excited about it. I'm so happy that I got it at a Soccer Warehouse. Really dope. So I'm super excited about that. Anyways.
Nice.
All right, guys. LA is our house, episode 325. Listen to us argue and go back and forth many times, saying goodbye to David and Lewis.
Good night, everyone.
This is Positive Lewis signing off. Maybe never come back.
I know, next week I'm scared. All right, goodbye.
It would be your doing.